Good morning. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, is it possible also for us to misuse the Bible, to misunderstand its meaning, misinterpret or misapply its passages? Certainly that happens around the world, throughout history. Many false teachings are the direct result of Bible misinterpretation. We could point to entire religions, such as Judaism or Mormonism, that claim to have the Bible or a big part of the Bible as a foundation, while throwing out, letting go of the core gospel truth that Jesus is the Christ. Followers of such religions fit this description in the text of 2 Corinthians 3. Until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When the Apostle Paul wrote that, he was talking about his own countrymen. Most Jewish people in the Roman Empire were avid followers of the Old Testament minus Jesus. They used that part of the Bible in their synagogues, but they did not accept the claim that it was talking about Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had rejected as the Messiah. Instead, they had turned the Old Testament into a false platform of doing certain things, living a certain kind of life, so as to maintain God's favor, which is an utterly impossible endeavor, doomed to fail. I do not bring this up so that we can somehow feel superior to Jewish people. Their attitude and example really is a picture of how our own human nature and sinful flesh would operate, would be thinking, and even is thinking at this point in time, though we may not be aware of it. Understand this grace toward you. The fact that you know and accept the truth of Christ revealed in both testaments is entirely because God gave that to you. Or as Paul puts it, using an interesting picture, God took away the veil covering your heart when he gave you your faith in Christ. That faith is like a key which we use to unlock the Bible's meaning and gain direct access to all of its truth, including the good news of promises and blessings, all wrapped up in the main fact that Jesus really is your promised Savior, your triumphant Lord, your loving God. We have found the tip of the iceberg here with related issues and important things firmly settled. I've talked about this before this year. A question pops up. I know it does for me, because we still have a problem with sin. That question is this: will God forgive all of my sins, all of yours, even the ones that trouble us the most? That question is related to another: will God fulfill all of his promises, even though I deserve the exact opposite? The answer to both is yes, he does. Yes, he will, because of Christ. Another question that someone else might ask because they're curious And maybe they might ask you, hey, what's the Bible about anyway? Why was it written? The answer is the same. It's all about Jesus, who is more than a hinge connecting the two testaments of the Bible. We can keep going with this line of thinking. Why do you go to school here at Emmanuel? Couldn't the answer be Jesus? An answer that you could give to a person back home, your friend who wants to know, why do you go to school in Eau Claire rather than back here where you live? The answer of Christ, the key of Jesus, is for other people too. Like the unchurched person in need of God's truth, or the Christian friend in need of God's comfort, or the Christian family who lost a loved one. Now, to say Christ is the answer, Jesus is the key, that's really quite a mouthful. It's more than a word you read in a passage or a name that you speak in prayer. Jesus is a person. More than a powerful person of the past. More than a great man who did great things. He is Lord God who created all things. He is the perfect substitute who kept every commandment in your place. And that 2,000-year-old accomplishment of his is your righteousness right now. That's astounding. That's worth thinking about all the time. He is your perfect sacrifice, who on the cross paid for every one of your sins. And that accomplishment of his 2,000 years ago is your forgiveness, your salvation. He is also your conquering Lord who came back from death to reclaim his original glory and left us this promise that he would come back for us with that same glory. Meanwhile, he is with us at all times. He blesses you in ways that you don't even realize. He fights for you, especially against the devil. He sends angels to your side. Up in heaven, he lobbies God the Father on your behalf so that all of your prayers are answered for the ultimate good. On a daily basis, he leads you and me through his word, this ancient Bible book that stands as the reliable foundation of God's truth and the conduit of his life-saving light. Through him, the Savior, through it, the gospel about the Savior, we have the key. The key of knowing God by faith and living with him forever in Christ. Amen. Let us close today singing hymn 360, the first three stanzas of hymn 360.